Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Pardon the voice, but we'll get through it. Last year at the National Farm Machinery Show, Kentucky Exposition Center's operations manager, Mike Sausman, said he was already thinking about aspects of this year's show. Equipment started arriving in Louisville this year over a week ago.
Well, the actual move-in of equipment starts a couple of weeks before the show, when we stage in equipment in our outer lots, and different manufacturers will bring in the larger pieces, unload them, assemble them, they pressure wash them, get them cleaned for the show. And then the week of the show, as we move other shows out, then we start moving this show in by building, by section, by manufacturer.
As showtime rolls round, they start driving in the larger pieces first, driven by exhibitors. The ops crew facilitates.
No, they have to be here to move their large pieces in. We certainly assist with that and help in placement, but they position their equipment. They have very specific places they want that equipment to be, and they want it to be seen a certain way, and we try to help all we can, stay out of the way.
Sausman says the ops crew of about 80 plans for this all year, and as exhibitors start setting up, the crew listens to needs and facilitates. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
We're back with Kentucky Exposition Center Ops Manager Mike Sausman as the National Farm Machinery Show opens Wednesday in Louisville. He's seen the Exposition Center grow with South Wings A, B, and C and the North Wing. At the show, visitors see 1.2 million square feet of sparkle and farm equipment. He sees it a little different.
The way that the facility is presented, the new infrastructure that has to do with the Wi-Fi and the Cat 5 cabling and the fiber optics that are throughout this facility. Now the portholes that are every 30 feet on center each direction, and the underfloor connectivity between all of that. When you see a show like this come in and use all of that, it makes all of the planning really worthwhile.
Hats off to the KEC operations crew. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.